Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana, with Miss Carla Serenity. Miss Carla Serenity, she's the host for the Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. And before we go any farther, I'm going to go ahead on and pass it on to her. Go, Miss Carla.
How excited am I today? This is your girl, Carla Serenity, with Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana. What's up today, John? We have such a special guest on our show today. I know I've said that about every last one of our previous guests, and it was true. But this young man answered a question for me that he didn't even know that he was giving me the answer, and that was, who saved you and why? And I'm talking about Elijah Benjamin Evans, 19-year-old resident of Youngsville, Louisiana, and a 2016 Come On High graduate. Hi.
All right.
He has an organization. It's called, he's CEO, John, of a founder of No Youth for Abuse organization. But I'm gonna stop, because you know, John, I could just go on and on and on. Everyone knows that. Elijah, hello. Welcome, and tell the world, who are you? Introduce yourself.
Well, let me start off by saying thank you, Ms. Carla, and Mr. John, for having me today. Such a great opportunity. But I am the CEO slash founder of No Use for Abuse. We're a nonprofit organization that focuses on the empowerment of child abuse survivors and children and youth in foster care. Our motto is healing hearts and creating smiles that last a lifetime. We do that in many different ways. But the reason I started this organization is because it was a cause that was really dear to me, because I was a victim of child abuse at the age of 2 years old. And after that, I was in place in foster care for 2.5 years.
Oh.
Wow. So what I'm reading here is, you've been abused, just like you say, you've been abused since 2 years old and became a child abuse prevention advocate at the age of 13. 13 years old is a pretty young age to become an advocate. Why don't you take us there? Tell us what happened to you at 2 years old and why at 13 years old you decided that this isn't going to happen to any other child. Take us there, Elijah.
Most definitely. Whenever I was 2 years old, I was in a single mother household, single parent household. There was a lot of stress and a lot of different things were going on. My biological mother took it upon her one day. I was suffering. I was sick. I had a stomach virus that you often get whenever you're in young age, or even when you're older. I was 2 years old, so, you know, I had no control over that. But I was constantly going to the bathroom, using the bathroom myself, throwing up. And this last time, she had just got off of work, and she came home, and I used the bathroom myself once again, and I ended up time that it was just too much for her. So she decided that it was going to be the last time I was going to ever get to take a bath. So she ran the water as hot as she can, and I held me in the water for 10 to 30 seconds, and from then I suffered third degree burns on 43% of my body. Later after that, I was placed in the care of my grandmother, and because my biological mother had a little bit of control over my grandmother decided to neglect me and not bring me to the doctor and not take care of my medical needs, and then it resulted in me losing all the toes on my right foot.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Okay, and 13 years old, why at 13? What happened? What made you say, this is enough? I cannot let this happen to another child, as a child.
Okay. At that age, I was going through different things, becoming a teenager, and I had a really big growth spurt. I went from like 5'2" to 5'8" within, you know, 3 or 4 months. And what that caused is my skin to really tighten up. And when you have burns, your skin loses its elasticity, or you know what I'm saying? So basically, that caused me to have multiple surgeries over a span of 6 to 7 months. And it just put me in a really dark place. And it had me doing a lot of thinking. And then after that, I had an opportunity through my school to do a community outreach program. And whenever I was 8 years old, I had this dream of doing a Christmas party for foster children, because after being adopted, you realize that what you had in the foster care system wasn't necessarily wrong, but it wasn't necessarily right either.
Right.
You didn't get the same toys as you would get if you were with your parents, or you wouldn't get what you wanted. And, you know, not saying Christmas is all about the toys, but it does make a difference sometimes. And after I realized, after being adopted, my adoptive parents, you know, they gave me everything I wanted plus more, and I wanted everyone to be able to have the same thing. So I asked my mom about doing the Christmas party then. So
right.
After I was going, so my mom told me, she was like, well, you can't really do it right now. You don't really have the money. We don't have the money to do that, which is, you know, understandable.
Right.
And I kept the dream in my heart up until the age of 12 years old. I was going through all these different things, but at the same time, I was in a club called FCCLA, Family, Career, Community Leaders of America. And
uh-huh.
This club teaches you a community outreach, parenting skills, just skills to go throughout life and prosper. And it's really focused on the family engagement. So they have, through that, I had the chance to do the outreach program, or the community outreach, with Prevent Child Abuse Louisiana. And as I was going out, trying to just bring awareness, because that's all that I wanted to do at first, just bring awareness about child abuse, the facts, the statistics, how much of a problem it is, not only in the United States, but really focusing in on Louisiana and the different, the generational cycle that child abuse sometimes has. And so as I was doing that, I was going to there's different places. I was talking to CASAs. I was talking to judges. I was going to their monthly meetings, speaking in front of judges, people who I never thought I would be able to speak to. And every time I went and spoke, they just kept asking me, is there a way we could give back? Is there a way we can help? We can help more directly, help you through what you want to do. We were doing all that. They just kept saying it. So I was like, man, you know what? I could just give all the money to Prevent Child Abuse Louisiana, but I kind of want to do more. So I decided that God was giving me the opportunity, showing me that he opened up a door for me to be able to do the Christmas party I kept in my heart, and that was so dear to me. And through the first year, I ended up doing a concert fundraiser type event. It was, you would go out and you would get a haircut at a salon in Broussard, Angela's Hair Studio, and basically it turned in from that into a concert. So in the parking lot, I was honored and blessed to be put in contact with Chubby Carrier, award-winning exotic artist.
Oh, wow.
And he was Grammy Award-winning exotic artist, and he was like, you know, I want to do concerts for you, and no matter what you got, I'm just going to come out, and no matter if you have a big crowd, small crowd, I'm going to perform. So he came out there, and it was just such a special thing, because he bought a speaker, he bought his accordion, and he bought another guy to play the rub board, and it had an awesome concert, and I ended up raising over $5,000 from that event alone.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I did that, and then a month later was December, and we got all the list from DCFS, because we asked DCFS to provide us with a list of children and to ask those children what they want for Christmas, exactly what they want, and we're going to try our best to give them what they wanted for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up shopping for over 75 foster children. And
that's,
it was
beautiful.
Just an amazing thing.
That's beautiful.
Great.
Okay, so
yes.
I'm seeing from victim to victor. Before we get to that, because we know you are victorious in your passion for sharing your story with others to help kids out there, because believe it or not, there are a lot of kids being abused right now, whether it's physical, mental, physical or mentally, or verbally, and they don't say anything because they're too afraid. And I feel as though your story and you stepping out on faith and sharing your testimony and that you're an overcomer will help another child or a young adult to step up and say, I'm no longer going to take this. I need to tell somebody. I need help. Now, you were sent an angel. You were blessed with Miss Lenora
Harding.
For myself. You see, I want to pronounce all the vowels and all of the syllables and everything, because I was getting ready to say Miss Lenore. That's too bougie.
Lenore Harding is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a caller. Okay, probably want to ask you a question or elaborate on something that you are speaking on. And matter of fact, boy, the board is filled up. You got so many people calling in. Oh my God.
He's kind of a big deal.
We got some people want to ask you a question, and we only have about maybe 15 minutes left on the show. So you
let's
guys want to let them in, or you guys want to continue to talk?
Let's do it. Oh, yeah, let's let them in.
Okay, all right. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yeah, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Press one, everybody.
Okay, well, apparently she pressed one, but okay. All right, let's go to another one.
All right, let's go to another one.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hey.
State your name and where you're calling from.
This is LaKeisha Logan calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, owner of Raw Divine Services.
LaKeisha, how you doing?
Hey, LaKeisha.
How you doing, love?
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Awesome. Hi, sweetie.
Hey. How are you? I'm going to be quick. I just want to tell Elijah that I love him and I'm so proud of him, and he's just such a blessing to everybody. He's a true man of God, and he believes in he's true with everything that he says, and I just pray that he prospers and that he blesses anybody he puts his hands on. And I love you, okay? Okay?
She's a sweetie. You want to take another call?
Bye-bye.
Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, let's go back to this other caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
For some reason they're having difficulties. Call us. Okay. Your name, where are you calling from?
Wow. Okay, well, never happened before.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay. Well, you know
what?
Let's get back to the caller. We have one more?
Okay.
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, what I was saying was that Miss Lenora Harding came into Elijah's life, and John, if you ever met her, you would just see God's glory all over her. She has such a kind kindred spirit. I mean, everything about this woman will definitely solidify why God placed her in this young man's life. She has a business, Divine Cakes and Sweets, but it's so much more. She has where every bite is blessed with love, and that is so true. Elijah, tell us how that happened. How did it happen where you ended up in her life and she ended up in your life? I know it was a divine connection from God, but take us through that journey.
When I was facing foster care, I was still going through a lot of physical rehabilitation, and I needed a nurse to not only care for my wounds, but just make sure I was doing all my exercises, doing all my stretches and everything in the morning, and she ended up being my nurse at the foster home, and she would come every day. She would make sure I was all right, and we kind of just clicked and, you know, had that emotional connection, you know, and we just basically fell in love with each other, and ever since then, you know, she's been a light of my life and made sure that I went in the way that I should.
Awesome. Oh, and how did she, how did you go about when it comes to adopting? Because I know it's a process. How old were you?
I was officially adopted at the age of 6 years old. But she fostered, I believe, for 2 years.
Oh,
or a year. She fostered for a year.
You know, Elijah, what you was telling us about with all the experience that you had, the bad, the traumatic experience that you had, man, you went through it. I must say, you went through it, you know, and my heart, man, it kind of like fell. See, like, I never was adopted, but my mother died at my birth, okay, and I had to live with this person, that person, this person, you know, and miss out from, you know what I'm saying, from, I see other people getting nice things for Christmas and stuff going around the house, and I had to cry. Sometimes I would cry, wishing my mother was alive, you know. But let me tell you, man, I never experienced what you experienced. You remember earlier what I say, sometimes, you know, a person, you know, they think that they done went through something, but it's always somebody that went through way much worse than what you had, because you experienced, man. And what you went through, man, I mean, hey, it wasn't nobody but God pulled you through this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like Carla was saying, you know, you got your beautiful family, man. I mean, you know, that is so great, man. I just love it, man. You just keep up, man. You just keep up the good work. This is from my heart. You know, from one of God's child to another of God's child. You keep up the good work, man. Keep motivating people and things like that. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you and Carla.
Okay. Well, we have Mr. Elijah, he has received a lot of awards. 2012 Champion of Children Award from Prevent Child Abuse, Louisiana, 2012 Young Heroes Award, 2012 Cox Inspirational Heroes Award, $1,000 donation from Cox. I mean, there's so much that you're giving back. And I know sometimes it seems like, well, I'm going to assume that sometimes it seems like it's surreal that, okay, my story, what I went through, that's helping people. How does that keep you, what keeps you humble? Because you're a very humble man, young man, and you have like this presence about yourself. Like, guys, I made it. You know, it's all because of God. That's what I got from you, from hearing you speak on last Sunday. It was like, yes, I went through all of that, but I need you guys to understand that it all came from God. How do you maintain that?
I just maintain my relationship with God. Because that's what gets me through each and every day. And it's just, I would like to believe that I stay positive. I like to stay smiling and just, you know, and just be a child of God and do and always act in that way. That people will be able to see that it's not only me that's getting me through, but God, you know, that God alone has brought me through so much and continues to bring me through much.
Elijah, what do you have coming up? How can people donate to your cause? What event do you have coming up? How can we continue to promote you?
The nearest event is coming up on July the 22nd is our Ohana Bash. Ohana means family from the Little Stitch, but it's an event we've held. This is going to be our fourth annual event, and basically what we do is we get We do open invites to all foster homes in the area, not even only in the area, but throughout the entire state of Louisiana. And they come in, and we have a big back-to-school bash, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. We have, you know, the fun jumps. We have different games going on, food, and it's just an enjoyable experience to kick off the school year. And we not only provide them with that, we also provide them with all the school supplies they need for the upcoming year. Times when you look at a back-to-school bash, you just see people providing them with whatever donations they get. But what we try to do is ask each person to bring their school supply list and provide them with all that's on the list. And if we don't have it, we make sure to get it to the foster parent. Because a lot of the times, the home may not be able to provide the children with every single need that needs to be provided. And we believe education is super important throughout all range. So that's our upcoming event. That's happening on July the 22nd. We're currently looking for donations, whether it be monetary or some type of school supply. And if you want to partner with us or get with us and, you know, even just volunteer at the event, you can just contact us on Facebook at No Use for Abuse. You could call me at my number, 337-371-2765. And you can even email us at nouseforabuse2012@gmail.com if you just want to get more information on that upcoming event.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we got another caller also, if you guys want to let him in.
Sure. Okay, let's do it.
You want to let him in?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yeah, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Taylor, and I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana. And I just wanted to let Elijah and Miss Lenore know how grateful I am for knowing them. I've known Elijah for going on 3 years now, and they've been, like, amazing. Just to know them and their bond, you wouldn't even know that he's adopted. Their great bond they have, and they're so comfortable around each other, and it's just amazing.
Wow. Thank you so much. Would you like to tell her anything, Elijah?
Yes, that's actually my girlfriend.
Well, hello.
And thank you for always being there to support me.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we so thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and listening in. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, I know here in Lafayette, you definitely have a lot of people who feel this way about you. I'm surprised I'm just now hearing about you, to be honest, because I thought I was in the end of everything. And when I first heard about your story and I heard about what you overcome, I'm like, I have to have this young man on my show. Because when I first met you a couple of months back, you was really quiet. Even though you got up and spoke, for some reason I guess I was distracted by someone talking. Yeah, I actually was. Because I'm pretty sure if I would have heard what I heard before, I mean, now, you know, after, I would have been had you on the show. So I just want to tell you thank you so much for coming on the show. And if there's anything that John and I can do to help you with your movement, please do not hesitate to ask.
That's right.
One other thing that I do want to say is that, you know, abuse, like, just something that I always like to say is that abuse never really stops, even though it may stop in the home or it may actually stop happening to you. Still there mentally, and it still affects you throughout your adulthood. And it's just good to not only prevent child abuse from happening, but if it's happened to you or somebody you know, it's good to make sure that they get the help they need because it can cause a lot of issues sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's always good
to make and also, Elijah, explain to the audience what you do to go out and help uplift the communities and the people in the communities.
Okay. I kind of just try my hardest and best to just be able to go to every as many events as possible and be able to tell my story or just kind of just show up for support and let people know that, you know, yes, it's happened to me, but I want you to see the light in it all. And I most recently decided that I wanted to become a motivational speaker, and I've been in the works of doing that and being able to go all around the world and all over the place and be able to tell my story. I'm actually speaking at an event in Cleveland in June called the Purple Project, and it'll be taking place with over 200 youth, foster youth around the state of Ohio, and be able to tell them my story and just encourage them, and to be able to go places and do that, it's just an amazing experience.
Wow.
That's great, man. I love it, you know. And you keep on, because it's very, very, very important for you to, you know, when we talk about uplifting communities, we're talking about uplifting the people with inside the communities.
That's,
you know,
right.
Because community is just a word, but people is real, you know, and you have something that you can, God put that in you. So that way you can go and relieve somebody else's pain, because there's a lot of pain and struggles and hurt, I mean, out there. You know, it's just non-believers, too, you know.
Right.
And you know, you got something to show. God put you through something to where as though you can show people that, hey, God is real. That's not fake. God is not fake. God is real. Man, it's powerful, man. That's all I got to say. Very, very powerful story.
Yes.
And I'm so glad you came on. And thank you, Carla, for bringing him on.
Well, of course, and he must come again. Now, again, the show is sponsored by his mother, Miss Lenora Harding, with her sweets and treats. And, John, whenever you make it here to Louisiana, we have to make sure we get some of her treats in your hands. You'll have
okay.
The Boudin cupcakes are one of her favorite treats that she has. She gave me some, Elijah, and I ate two of the cupcakes and I was out for the night from that event out of New Iberia. I was out. And my daughter fussed at me because she goes, "You ate mine." And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know you chose those two. You better get it when I bring this Lenora's treats in the house. Catch me at the door."
When I go to Lafayette, you got to take me over there, because, hey, I love me some cupcakes, boy. That's my favorite sweet. Cupcakes? Oh,
this
Lord
woman.
Have mercy. Yeah.
This woman,
but anyway,
has
we been. only got a minute and 30 seconds left on the show. Carla, you can close us out.
Well, I just want to say thank you so very much, Elijah, for coming on the show, Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana, with me and John today. And if there's anything that you would like to do, that you would need us to do to father your move when it comes to the awareness of child abuse and really surviving from a child on up to where you are today, then please do not hesitate. You guys can find Elijah on Facebook. You guys can find Elijah. Do you have a website yet, Elijah?
Yes, I do. It's currently going under construction, though. We have some things kind of work out. But you can always just like us on Facebook. We always update on events and different things going on. And it's really a big push. Even if when you see something posted, you could even just like it, you know.
Okay.
Like it on,
all right.
Like us on Facebook and share it.
Like it and share and promote. I always say, in order to support somebody, you have to show up. All right. Well, that is Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana with your host, your girl, Carla Serenity. Thank you so much, Elijah. Thank you, John. And remember, let our voice be your voice so we all can be heard. You guys have a good evening.
Okay. Good night, everybody.